Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Points for Jesus. This is exciting because I have the biggest group I've ever had with me. There's five of us literally sitting on my floor in my bedroom so we can talk about Jesus. And I'm actually so excited for this. And let me go around and introduce each of my new friends, starting with Miss Sierra.
Hi guys.
And we have Kevin with us.
Howdy.
And Micah.
What's up?
And Donovan.
Hey.
And you guys ready? I'm going to ask you.
So yeah.
What do you do to be Christ-like every day?
Is it like a certain order? Is it
just like whatever you need?
I think one thing for me, this is something that I learned on my mission, but like definitely has helped me, especially in the class that we're taking, is kind of just asking why certain things in the gospel and asking why in life, you know? Because one thing that I learned is like a lot of people don't ask why, like the big questions, like, oh, why are we even here on the planet? Like, what's my daily purpose? Why even do I try to be better? Like, it's definitely important to understand, like we learn in class, the telos, or like the purpose of doing stuff, you know, like especially when it comes to the daily things you do, like scriptures, prayer, going to church, even though that's not daily, that's weekly,
but
yeah,
every day if you're not doing that,
better than
if you don't go to church every day. Sorry, I mean every day, but just understanding the why we do things, and just with that why, just having using that as motivation has definitely helped me to just find more purpose in life and find more just motivation and desire to follow God's path.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like it reminds me of like, you know, just like the understanding, like if we didn't ask why, like a question, like, do you know how little we would know? How little would, like, literally be here if we just didn't ask questions? Which can be terrifying, because sometimes the answers aren't always what we want.
Mm.
I think, I don't know, I mean, I feel like often I hesitate to ask why, because what if I don't like why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
Going on with what you were saying, I love how you're saying that you ask why, right, for gospel topics. I feel like for me, especially this last semester, I kind of told you guys about this earlier, but what I've been doing is a lot more introspective, where each night I take the time to meditate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like trying to share this with people more recently, because I feel like it's benefited me so much. But whenever people hear meditate, they're like, oh, yoga, or like,
yeah,
this, right? I'm like, no. But like, just to take,
what
like,
you
no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and I.
You see Donovan.
Start meditating. But I feel like, you know, oftentimes we're really good at nighttime, right? We'll say our prayers and we'll read the scriptures. But something that I guess I personally have been lacking in is taking the time to hear the Savior, right? And to hear the Spirit. And so to add that to my scripture study and to my prayers, where I just take a moment and stop, you know? And recently I've been trying to at least do it for 15 minutes. And in the beginning, it always feels like so long. Like I'm just waiting, you know? Like my mind is literally going everywhere. I'm like thinking about like the last videos I watched on Reel and how funny they were. It's so stupid. But then as I just sit there and my mind starts running through the day and through everything that I was going through, the conversations that I had, and I'll be completely honest, sometimes it is so uncomfortable. Because I realize, you know what, I really shouldn't have said that. That wasn't maybe the best part of me, right? Or, you know, I could have helped that person. I remember that person, you know, just sitting there. Maybe I should have reached out to them. And it's through these little moments of my reflections and meditating on the day, and maybe through what I've been reading, that I'm actually able to go deeper into studies. And I feel like I'm able to see the key attributes and where I'm lacking. And so it's through this constant meditation that I've been doing every day that I'm able to see exactly what I need to grow in, because it's where I was lacking throughout the day. So it's kind of like a repentance process, right, of the reflection,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. it's been making a huge change for me.
That's what cool. Do you say, like, I mean, it sounds like more like a recent, like your Christ, like how you've been Christ, like more recently, is to literally stop
mm-hmm.
and be like him.
Well, yeah, because I feel like today, society is so fast-paced.
Oh my god!
And I feel like
yeah.
the way that Satan is really trying to get our culture right now is through distraction, not necessarily just upfront sin, right? And especially with social media, right? Yeah. And when we don't have stuff, we're walking to another spot. Maybe we're not social media, but we're listening to music. And so we're constantly occupied with just voices and noises. And so,
yeah.
And to take it out, it almost feels wrong nowadays. You know? It's weird. And that's what I was saying in the beginning.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like, what is it like for me to get to know myself and to sit with myself, you know?
That's scary, honestly. Like, you're so used to having this buzz around you, and then, like, you sit with yourself, and you're like, oh, I don't like these thoughts. And, like, for me, I feel like sometimes I start, like, picking on myself, and I'm like, oh, this was bad, this was horrible, like, you should have not done that, you looked really stupid. And it's just, like, it's hard to do, especially when you know that you're going to beat yourself up, and, like, inviting the spirit, especially with those like quiet times, is like so important, because then you actually do get like a spiritual recharge and not just like terrible about yourself.
That's true. And I feel like it needs to be intentional though.
Yeah.
Like, and Adam, I really love how you're just like,
yeah,
I'm giving the 15 minutes, because it's not just like, oh, I have 15 minutes, might as well.
Yeah.
It's very intentional. Yeah. Giving it back to
that's
him.
That's cool. I actually had this really cool conversation with one of my roommates. He was just kind of like talking, and he was like, yeah, I've been thinking about one of the principles that I've been learning in my, I think he's in Foundations of Restoration. He talked about how he just sat down and just critically think about it, and how that really helped him find where his opinion, where his thoughts were like on that topic. And I think that just applies to anything, like how the critical thinking is meditation, you know, kind of just like going about some subject or throughout the day, or like something that is a part of you, and just thinking about like, how does this affect me? How does it affect others? And if we're on the gospel, looking at it through the gospel lens, how does this align with God's values, you know? And just taking the time to really think about like, am I doing things right? You know, am I really just being true to myself? Am I being true to others? Am I being true to God? You know, I think that's really cool that you meditate. I'm going to give it a try for a
minute.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's
awkward at first, but it's really good in the end.
I could do like the finger thing. For the first 5 minutes,
like,
hey, so I'm thinking about myself, I guess.
Yeah. Just with a lot of these, like, I guess just a lot of introspective meditation is kind of like what you're talking about. At least for me, the way I kind of try to be Christ-like is to be happy with your progress, you know? You can see a lot of the bad things that you've done and how you can correct it. But for me, I really just try to choose happiness and see where I'm at that moment. Oh my gosh. I like completely blanked. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
But essentially... Yeah, no, I blanked. My bad.
It's okay.
Happiness. Basically, just choose. Yeah.
Because you're absolutely right. And I feel like that's a line that we have to be careful to acknowledge, right? Because the whole point of repentance, President Nelson was literally talking about this, right? It's like, it's for joy. Like, it's a joyful process, not something to be feared, you know, or to run away from. But it's an opportunity, not an obligation. And so to recognize maybe things that we're doing what you were talking about, Sierra, right? About seeing the flaws of the issues that we have. Thank goodness we have the Savior to be able to move past that. That doesn't hold us down, right? And that is the happiness side of it.
Yeah.
And to recognize the joy that comes from the progress, maybe from those mistakes.
Yeah.
Know?
No, definitely.
That. And also, I mean, Kevin, when we had that discussion a few weeks ago, that was something we talked about. Like, were just like, I'm just a happy person.
Yeah.
Happy guys.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't
literally
need
what you said.
Yeah, you didn't
just
need more of an explanation,
dude.
Because there didn't need to be one. Because honestly, from like what I understand, like it's that simple.
Yeah.
And that's what I've noticed about you. Like
like
I feel like I just could be honest about it. Like this whole semester, like you are just genuinely one of the happiest people. You do manifest what you say. Like you're not just like, yeah, I'm trying to be happy. No, like you really just are, and I think that makes a big difference in, you know, that light that Christ brought. He was a happy person, and you're just like him in that way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think for me, how I try to be more Christ-like throughout my day is, like, just, like Dawn was saying, just, like, being with the Spirit and, like, just tuning out the, like, buzz in the air. Like, when I walk to classes and stuff, I, like, just, like, not have my earbuds in usually, just, like, feel, like, the air, and it sounds, like, so weird. Just feel, like, feel the presence of the Spirit.
Feel the breeze in my
just
skin.
Just feel, like, the Spirit with me, and, like, feel it manifest, like, this is God's creation, you're in this world, you're doing okay, you're getting through this. But also, like, showing, like Kevin, like, showing Christ kindness, because that's what he asked us to do. Like, I'll, like, walk across, like, I don't know, campus, and, like, I see someone has, like, a really nice smile, and I'm like, your looks so good today. I'm like, I love your smile. Just, like, giving those people those confidence boosts, because I love when people give me compliments. So, like, I always feel happy inside. You're like, okay, so I did do something good today. Yay! I'm not just, like, in my head. So, I think definitely like that, just showing Christ love and kindness to everyone. And also, like, I have, like, a huge problem with, like, silently judging people all the time.
Yep.
It's not good. It's okay. It's okay. Call us out. Why don't you? Everybody's like, yeah, totally.
But, yeah, I feel that's something I really struggle with. And seeing, like, people as Christ sees them is, like, something I really try to do every day, because it always, like, creeps in. It's like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, you not, don't think about that. Why would you think that?
And I love that you said that, Sarah, because, like, okay, like, I can be honest. Like, I know I'm a silent judger. Like, but I'm also a very loud judger, too. I definitely see that. But like, if you know me, you know, like, I will say exactly what I think. And I think some of you are culprits of it. Poor Dawn. But, I mean, I just think of, like, today, for example. Like, I do, like, you know, Sierra and I, we were having a conversation, and we were talking, and I did realize, like, yeah, sometimes I make jokes about people, and I will say things, and then I corrected myself, and I said, no, but really genuinely, like, this is what I think. You know, coming back to being like, okay, let me remove this worldly nature of mine. Let me take a step back and be like, no, they are a child of God. And, like, let me say these things about them. Because it is so important that I come back to being like, actually, how would Christ go about this way? Because that's what my heart wants. I mean, I want to do it the way he does. Because that is 1,000 times more fulfilling than any joke that could temporarily bring some laughter.
Mm-hmm. I really like that, because I think one thing that... So my fiance, when she got introduced to the group, like, we had our friends group is like... Our sense of humor is, it's, like, funny, but sometimes it can get crude. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really stood out to me is, like, my fiancé, at one point, she was just like, I don't feel good when I make, like, when I hear jokes and make jokes like this. Yeah, like, we get good laughs, but, like, afterwards, it just makes me feel not great. And that made me, like, realize, like, holy cow, like, seriously, maybe in the moment it's funny and, like, you're having a good time, but afterwards, like, what really matters? Like, what, your words do matter, you know? And, like... Mm-hmm. Your words are what you are, you know? And I really like that, just the idea of being your genuine self 100% of the time and making your genuine self align with God and just trying to be the most positive, uplifting, happy, mm-hmm. you know, just good person that you can in all that you do, you know, what you say, what you think, what you do with others and when you're by yourself. Well, English. By yourself. And just, like, trying to just emulate Christ in whatever circumstance you are.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's actually something that happened today. It was something very similar. I go to this class called Thrive. It's one of my friends, she's in it. But it's about, like, mental health. Mm-hmm. And today we kind of talked about relationships. And a big key about relationships is your communication with them, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about the different types of communication. So they had a little graph. That one was it was active or passive, and then destructive and what's the opposite of destructive? Like
constructive.
Constructive. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
English.
But anyways, we got to the part where we were talking about, you know, having an active conversation but destructive. And my friend was like, oh, like, you do that. And I was like, oh, like, she wasn't saying it as, like, a critical thing, but she was like, yeah, you do it a lot. You do it jokingly, but you do it a lot. And I kind of just, like, sat there, and I was kind of just thinking, and I wasn't feeling bad for myself, but I was kind of just like, you know, I kind of do that a lot. I do make a lot of jokes, maybe sometimes at people's expense, but at the end of the day, I'm kind of just like, oh, it's a joke, but words matter, right? Mm-hmm. And how you talk to people and how you show, how you treat them is really can affect a relationship. And so for me, at least, I'm going to try to be a lot more uplifting and constructive, being a lot more Christ-like in the way that I talk with people and joke around with them. Because, I mean, I love humor. I love joking around with people. But I guess I just need some new material, I guess.
And it's so, a whole new thing when, like, mm-hmm. someone is, like, willing to call you out. And, yeah. I mean, obviously, like, yeah. I don't think she was even trying to call you out.
No.
It was more of, she just made a comment, and you realized it.
Yeah. And so I just apologized to her. I was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Like, I never even noticed that, but I'm going to try to do better.
But now you know. Yeah. I mean, and that's the best part. Yeah. It's like, well, we're talking about, like, that repentance, right? Like, okay, well, I'm going to do better.
Yeah.
And kind of tying it all together, like, what we've been learning, I kind of feel like this entire semester in our class, like, we've been learning these small and simple Christ-like ways to prepare ourselves well for our family forever. I mean, it's these little things that are we willing to make the changes right now? I mean, at the end of each class, it's just like, we know, Brother Morrow, like, mic drops us with just like, as a holy young adult, if you understand this, what are you going to do different now? Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of feel like that was a small moment, but like, it's the same mic drop of like, well, what am I going to do now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing I really love is just kind of just that same idea of, like, you realize, oh, I did this wrong, and not dwelling on it. One thing I really like about guilt is it makes you feel bad. And, like, that's kind of, like, makes weird to say, you know?
Yeah,
it's like, what? But it makes, like, it draws attention to said thing, you know? And the reason we have guilt is to change, you know? But when it gets to the point where guilt is, like, overwhelming and it just takes up everything else, is like, that's unhealthy, you know? And so I think one important thing in repentance and just trying to daily just progress, you know, is to realize, oh, I made a mistake. What can I do to do better? And then just do it. And don't worry about what you did, you know? Because, I mean, Christ's atonement is all about infinite. You know, there is no end. There is no need to worry, like, oh, crap, I messed up too big this time. Like, what am I going to do, you know? And just move on, learn. Don't do it again, or try not to do it again. And if you do it again, that's fine. It's infinite. Christ's atonement is infinite, you know. It's just trying to get better each time, you know, and just not making yourself too focused on said thing, and just trying to make it a building block rather than a wall.
You know, one of the things that what you said reminded me of, I remember I was listening to a podcast a little bit ago, and what it was talking about. I know, but what the lady was talking about was so interesting, because I feel like my whole life, whenever I've heard of guilt, it's referred to as, like, the Spirit will bring it to your mind, right? Like, or, like, the Spirit is involved in that process of guilt, right? It's part of the repentance process. But she said as well that guilt can be used by Satan as well. Which is something that was so interesting to me, that you touched it a little bit when you said, when guilt starts to isolate yourself from receiving the help which the Savior offers, then it's satanic at that point. You know, Brother Morrell uses that word, and it, like, slaps me in the face when he's like, it's satanic. I go, right? Like, oh, no. It's like, oh, what do you mean? You know,
like, satanic.
No, seriously, it's like a little bit, like, freaky, but he's real, and I think that we have to recognize the realities of life, that it's either it's godly or it's satanic. What way is it pulling you? You know, God is a God of relationships, is another thing that Brother Morrell said, and I love that. And that, you know, if it's isolating you from those that you love, if it's isolating you from God in any way, then at that point it's not God, right? It's satanic. And so, in all that we do, including in the process of, like, right, repentance with guilt and things like that, the whole goal is to strengthen the relationship, not to run away from it. And I think that's, like, a key part that's really stood out to me, at least this semester in his class.
No, I agree, yeah. And I think it's, I don't know, it definitely is, I feel like I've had to ask myself that question. Like, do I really understand the point? Do I really understand the whole point? Like, what am I, if I really understand, like, what am I doing? And I feel like this semester has, at least for me, has been really an opportunity to invite some new growth in my life, change a lot of habits, and I mean, really start new. I mean, I kind of feel like Emily Father gave me the opportunity to start, you know, you start something my heart was desiring, which was Him. You know, He saw something was going to destroy me, so He destroyed that plan before it was going to destroy me, is really what happened. And I just feel like now I'm like, I have never been so close to Him. I mean, like, I want to understand exactly what it is He wants. Like, I want that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, like, going back to, like, the satanic and, like, godly, like, there is no middle ground. Absolutely none. Yeah. And, like, today talking in class about how sharing, like, the gospel and, like, how do you, like, share that with someone with opposing views, but, like, don't, like, step on them and, like, be kind. But also, again, like, there is no middle ground. Either it's satanic or it's godly, and that's mm-hmm. all it is. There is no middle ground. Because if there is middle ground, you're going to lean a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, that one, like, analogy for, like, everyone learned in seminary. Like, if there's, like, one, like, path and then it splits, obviously you can't ride both. You have mm-hmm. to go one way or another. Mm-hmm. Sort of like that.
That's cool. Yeah, and I definitely feel like in the world today, I feel like there's people try and make so much gray area that, like, you can do whatever without having to worry about anything. And I feel like that's one of the problems, that's one of Satan's tactics, is just kind of blurring what is right and wrong, you know? And I really love, like, the analogy of the path, because it really is like that. There is no other way to describe it, you know? There is God's path, and then there is not God's path, you know? And I just think in the world, it's so scary, and also just, like, crazy to see that people are just so confused and just so lost. And it's so crazy. I don't know what is crazy.
Because, like, especially people that don't have the Spirit with them, they can't really cipher right from wrong and what's true and what's not true. Mm-hmm. And so it's very scary because you're unsure and you don't know, like, what path to go. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, I love the gospel so much. It's like you just, like, eat it up and you're like, this is so amazing, because, like, especially, like, if you've been, like, drained from truth your whole life, like, it's just like a feast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
No, what you're saying, for the morals class, just for the morals class. I keep telling kids, like, and this is what I learned in class, because you guys were all there.
But, like, please share for those who don't know. Like, your insights were different than ours. So, like, please share.
But what I love that he brought up is, of course, right, truth. Mm-hmm. And how we talk deeply about that, right? How truth is unchanging, right?
Yeah.
But then on top of that, telos, which I think is a new word that all of us, I could be wrong.
No, that was
right. Yeah. We're like, what is telos? Right?
The rest of my life, telos.
Yeah.
Telos.
I know that word.
Telos is what clarifies that gray water. You know, understanding the base purpose and, like, why we were created. You know, what our goals are. Why those goals even matter. I mean, like, this we talked about today with the final exam that we're going to be having in this class, and the question, and we're all like, oh, no.
Do we know what this is? No,
seriously, but, like,
if anyone knows.
I kind of want to bring it up, because, I mean, at this point, that's kind of why we're here, right? We're, like, discussing everything that we've learned this semester, but, like, the question is, for the listeners, it says, if you don't understand blank, then you miss the whole purpose, or telos, of the proclamation on the family and the eternal family class. I just kind of want to, like, throw that at you guys, because I want to hear it, not just to use on my exam, but I feel like there can be so many answers, but what was interesting, he said that there is a base answer, and all the other answers that you may come up with will always point to that,
yeah.
You know, and so, like, from what you guys have learned this semester, like, what do you feel like that is? Like, what is the telos?
I mean, we kind of talked about it in class, and it feels like the, like, most basic go-to answer, but eternal families is what we talked about, you know?
Yeah.
And I but the way Brother Morrill said it made me like question is like there's like you it, like you have to search the answer and like make sure there's no more whys.
To be fair,
you
though, he makes me question everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's so, like, what you said. That was your exactly. answer. Was like, we need to say why.
We need to say why.
Like, that's what a good like scholar of knowledge does. Is they're always asking why.
Yeah.
Like, you should always have a why.
Yes.
You should never stop asking why, because then you stop progressing. You stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to have a why.
Exactly. But I think the answer is, or at least part of the answer is eternal families, you know. The entire purpose of like the world, the entire purpose of like gaining body, like the entire purpose of growing is to like to eventually become parents, to raise children, and then like our own like biological kids, and then eventually become like God and raise spirit children, you know. And I feel like that's a very, very large part of the telos of all of existence, you know, is to become like God, who is a parent with Heavenly Mother, you know, and just being able to raise kids in a way that will make them want and desire to become like you, you know, which will eventually be like God. And so it's just like this cycle of just parenthood and like having a family, I feel like, is at least part of the telos.
I guess, I don't know. Are we supposed to answer that? Like,
it's
like,
I mean,
yeah.
It's
got to
be.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, something like is weird that he kept talking about like some people like hit on it and I give them half points. I was like, what do you mean half points if that's the answer? And so I'm like, is there like two things that we need to be like? It's like eternal family.
No.
But like something that keeps coming to my mind that I feel like is a part of it, and I don't know, I'll be wrong, I guess we'll figure it out once he grades us, right? But I feel like another part of it is just simply to become as he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to become as he is then to be able to have eternal families.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I feel like we hear all the time from the prophets and apostles, it's what we heard as a little child singing, I'm a child of God, right? Understanding our true purpose, like who we are and what the end goal is to be. As a child, we will soon become as like the parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like wondering if that's like a part of it as well, like to become like Heavenly Father, to have eternal families, you know?
Yeah.
I guess my answer to that question, what I kind of think it is, it might just be super basic, but I think that it's happiness. And I think that it's because you know, we're here to
have a good day. Yeah.
At least my kind of thought process of it is we're here to be more Christ-like, and that's what we're trying to attain, right? And with that, if we continue to do that, to try to become more Christ-like, we can gain eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Moses 139 says, "For behold, this is my work in glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man."
Mm-hmm.
Eternal life, right? We learned in Brother Moore's class that is God's life. He wants to give us his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that there's anything else that you could do to be happy. You know, he sees us. He sees us progress. He sees us fail, which, you know, kind of sucks a little bit. But I'm sure he's very happy to see his kids progress and come towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that there's anything that really tops that. So
that's
kind of just my...
Yeah.
And to add to, like, about, like, God seeing us fail, my previous bishop, he told me about this, like, analogy he had. Well, it's an analogy, but, like, he's kind of how he sees Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. And he's like, God knows our life story through and through. Like, he's seen it all happen. He knows what happened. He knows what we're going to do. He's not surprised at all. So when we mess up, he's not like... Wow, I can't believe you did that.
Mm.
Just in the corner being like, you should have done better, Sierra. That was really bad. But no, he's like, yay, you fell down. Get up now. Because there's something better down the road. And it's going to be great. And like, each little thing that we have in our lives, it's like, tears us down or maybe we did bad mistakes. They're to help us progress and to move past it. And I'm sure like Heavenly Father's just like right next to our side being like, you did a good job. I'm so proud of you. You failed. Yay! Like, when you have little kids, like, they fall down, you, like, you clap because it's, like, a new learning experience. It's not, like, it's not terrible. And I feel like a lot of people in the world, like, make things, like, they just make things look bad when they aren't bad at all. They're not intentionally bad at all. Like, it doesn't hurt anybody, but...
That's something Brother Moore also said.
Yeah.
When he gave the example of like when a little kid is learning to walk and they fall down, you're like, you don't get mad at the kid. You're not like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you fell down. Like, you freaking suck. Like, no. They're just like, okay, let's do it again. And God is the same way. Like, he wants us to, like, feel happiness. I mean, from our failures, too. Mm-hmm. Then ultimately, like, the idea is like, this happiness turns into this everlasting joy.
Yes.
It's striving. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when they changed the temple recommend questions to, instead of, are you, they said, are you striving, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And it's that's the whole point. You know, to me, it reminds me of Jesus when he says, you know, what I ask for is a humble heart and a contrite spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's that striving, it's that mindset that we have to try to do better, to mm-hmm. strive for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is kind of going back to what Kevin said. I was looking for a scripture because I love what you said, that there is no greater happiness than, like, seeing your children, like, grow up and, mm-hmm. like, progress. And there's a scripture in 3 John 1:4 that I just love so much. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And, I mean, it's kind of just showing that it's doctrinal that the greatest joy that we can feel is, like, is being parents, you know, seeing children walk in righteousness and just seeing them follow what you know to be true, you know, and them learning for themselves that it is true. So I feel like definitely happiness is a huge telos that we have, you know, and maybe it's the two of them, you know, like families and happiness, because it's like they go hand in hand.
Families bring happiness.
Exactly, yeah. So. Yeah, there's like, they're boom. Have a good
Micah drop.
Micah drop.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, I guess, like, I feel like we just, oh, this has been so good. Mm. All these thoughts together for those listening. I mean, what would be the one thing we can tell them? Like, what would be the one takeaway? Like, this is what you can do.
Take the Eternal Families class.
Go to BYO. One and take the one thing you can do Eternal Families class, like, guys.
Yeah. REL 201.
Yeah. Religion 200, guys. Take it.
I feel like the big one is to find the telos. Mm. It's just mm-hmm. to find your telos. If you can find the telos, the purpose behind everything, right, behind why God is so focused on us and why families even matter. If you can find the key purpose, keep that in your mind, you're going to start doing everything you can to align that, you know, to align your life to fulfill your purpose. And you're going to find the most satisfaction. You're going to find the most happiness, as we were talking about, that we're all striving to have anyways, right? But it all comes down to having that goal, seeing it, and then going throughout life trying to fulfill it, I feel exactly. like.
That's so good, Don. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. That also, I think kind of goes with, like, President Nelson's whole thing about, like, think celestial.
What Dang, is the you whole? Stole it from me.
Oh, sorry. But, like, think celestial. Like, what is the purpose? Mm-hmm. Why are we here?
Yeah.
And live your life that way and strive to be, like, that way. Do the 1% better every day to mm-hmm. be more Christ-like and to be progressing to that purpose, which is to live with God again with our families.
Yeah. I'm gonna add on to it because I really want to do it.
Sorry, just stole your spotlight. Yeah,
geez, Louise.
Just kidding. My bad.
But I think even to add on to that is just think celestial family. You know, I think mm-hmm. one of the things that helps me most when, like, I have a big decision to make, like, especially this is my first semester here at BYY, you know. And coming into it, I wanted to go into music, you know, and I love music so much. But then I started dating a girl and, like, we're engaged. And
surprise, we know.
And just having family be, like, constantly on my mind that I'm going to have a future family, like, made me realize, is this going to benefit my family in the long run? Like, it's something I love to do. Music is something I love. But will it affect my children? Will it affect my wife? Will it affect, you know, how we live? Yes, greatly. And so I think just having your family on mind, whether it is, like, your current family, your future family, you know, it doesn't matter. What is the most important thing you can do for your family to provide for them, to nurture for them, protect them, you know? And, like, just what will benefit most your family in the long run? And not just in this life, but also in the eternities, you know? I think that's one thing that is constantly on my mind just when I have a big decision to make, is how will this affect my future kids, you know? Yeah. And I think that's one thing that just like kind of, I want to say, like, keeps me on the right path, you know? Yeah.
I love that.
I think for me, what I'd kind of say is kind of just keep improving. Look for ways that you can course correct, you can pivot, because the atonement of Jesus Christ is there. And kind of like how Sierra was talking, you know, we fall a lot of times in our lives every day, but the atonement is doesn't just get us up. It doesn't just get us up and, you know, make us move, but it enables us to walk and then to run and then to soar. And that's the best thing I could give, is just look for how you can improve.
I think that's perfect. I really feel like we can take the time right now. And if you want to make that change, like, right now is the time. Mm. Not later, not next tomorrow, like, literally right now. Yeah, it's right now. Like, now is the time to, like, change what you're doing and to find your purpose. Find the telos. Like, that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. And it's right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be Christ-like, I mean, just the whole point, like, it's that simple. Mm-hmm. We overcomplicate it. It's not meant to be complicated. Mm-hmm. There is a simple purpose, a simple point. Mm-hmm. And in the long run, when we rejoice and are reunited in the arms of our Heavenly Father again, it's all just going to be worth it. It's all going to make sense. We're going to remember that point, the whole purpose. And I mean, for me, I can't wait for that.
Amen. Yes. I agree.
Can't wait for him to be like, well done, good and faithful servant. Be like,
yes, yes, yeah. Yeah. Thank you!
Gives you your little ticket. You're like,
you're like, let's go! You said you had enough points. What's my say? Please.
No, it's going to be nice.
Oh,
this was so great. I really loved all the thoughts, and I really hope whoever's listening has better write down some notes.
Yeah, for real. Have a notepad out, guys.
Yeah, you're gonna need it. I mean, we're still at this the end, but maybe re-listen to it again.
There we go.
Well, absolutely. That I think this was so great, and I'm just so grateful that we get to learn and know what a purpose is. I mean, as these young adults, like, we get to learn this right now. I am so grateful for the opportunity and, like, to be able to have a family and kids and be like, this is the purpose, and, like, then help them, like, find the purpose, the telos of it all. It's gonna be so great. Well, until next week.
Yeah. All right, see ya.
Bye.
Good day.